ringers.
You're listening to Today with me, Nick Robinson.
And me, Martha Carney. The headlines. Appearing before MPs, the ITV chief executive rejected the idea that the Jeremy Kyle show had exploited its vulnerable guests, then denied she was pregnant with her stepbrother's love child, before throwing a chair at the MPs and being dragged away by security guards.
The HBO drama Chernobyl came to a harrowing and shattering conclusion. At the end of it, the algorithm told viewers, if you liked this, why not try the toilets at Glastonbury?
Morrissey has given an interview where he backs far-right policies and says Nigel Farage would make a great prime minister. Heaven knows we're all miserable now.
Boris Johnson wants to introduce a points-based immigration system to encourage immigrants in areas where Britain has a serious skill shortage, like bioengineers, microbiologists, and prime ministers.
The MP, Chris Williamson, has been readmitted to the Labour Party despite his long history of anti-Semitic remarks. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll read that again. The MP, Chris Williamson, has been readmitted to the Labour Party because of his long history of anti-Semitic remarks. He made this statement.
All I said is we've done too much to fight anti-Semitism. So hopefully this puts an end to any arguments. Labour. A party for the many, not the Jew. Few, the few.
Labour's Barry Gardner joins me now.
Hello, Martha. Now, let me be absolutely clear.
Yes, yes, and?
Oh, you're still listening. Most people switch off after I've said, let me be absolutely clear, as they know that what follows is going to be mangled gibberish. Let me be absolutely clear. We take anti-Semitism very seriously. Chris Williamson was only let back into the party after a thorough investigation conducted by a Mr. Chris Williamson. But to put your mind at rest, I would be happy to refer you to our newly appointed adjudicator on anti-Semitism, Chris Williamson.
Well, this was a waste of time, wasn't it?
I warned you, Martha. Never go on beyond, let me be absolutely clear. But you didn't listen.
Eurostar have limited the consumption of spirits on their trains. One particularly vocal critic of the move joins me now.
Mr. Robinson. Drinking spirits on the train is the inalienable right of all British people. Whether it be a man, a woman, or a shadow cabinet minister drinking to forget the hell their life has become.
But once again, like a floundering whale on a Devon beach, it was Boris Johnson who dominated the week's news.
Mr. Johnson denied he was avoiding questions, pointing out while he had turned down interviews on Today and Newsnight, he had been questioned extensively by police constables Andy Rogers and Brenda O'Keefe. The police were called after this anonymous tip-off from a neighbour.
Well, the noise was horrendous. Sarah and I live like 30 miles away, but I felt we had no choice but to call the police when I heard Boris say something terrible like, I'm going to be PM and Gove isn't. I fear for the country's safety.
A photo then emerged of the couple, some suggesting it had come from Boris's team, others that it had come from Carrie, and others still saying it was leaked by Homebase to publicise their new range of garden furniture. Sadly, we can't put any of these points to Mr. Johnson, as he has made himself unavailable.
Chihuahua! Who says I'm not?
Boris, but we thought you were refusing to join us in the Today studio.
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
So, was that photo an old one? Do you really make buses out of wine boxes? Or is buses your safe word for your handlers to get you out of interviews?
No comment, no comment, and no comment. Not answering any questions, nope, no siree.
So why are you here? And why are you setting up a camp bed in the studio?
Well, you know the course of true love does not always run smooth. Carrie has made clear her withdrawal agreement timetable will not be renegotiated, and she's turfed me out. So, Boris is sofa surfing his way to number 10. Buses!
Welcome to Front Row, highbrow cultural opinions you can paraphrase to make it sound like you have a personality of your own. We begin with a sneak preview of the new digitally remastered version of the original Star Wars.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the cruel Darth Vader holds Princess Leia hostage to quash the rebellion against his galactic empire by the Rebel Alliance. But in this epic battle between good and evil, who will defend the evil empire?
Hello, I'm Nick Clegg. Having been the squishy, earnest face of Cameron's evil coalition, and also the evil corporation of Facebook, I'm delighted to have taken on the role of PR representative of the evil galactic empire. You know, it's true, some people have mysteriously been choked to death by an invisible force, but there's no evidence to link this to Darth Vader. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm late for softball with Jabba the Hutt.
This extraordinary species has traditionally thrived in a wet and rainy climate, but is now forced to endure some of the driest conditions on the planet. I'm talking, of course, about the revelers at the Glastonbury Festival. Stripped of its traditional mud baths and rained out tents, the revelers are exposed as mere drugged-up marketing managers, jumping aimlessly about in the harsh sunshine, pretending to like the Stereophonics.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Vine, the thinking man's Mr. Tickle. Boris Johnson has challenged Jeremy Hunt, saying he's not tough enough on Brexit. Mr. Hunt joins me now.
What Boris is saying is rubbish.
Whoa! Hold on there, cowboy. Boris says you're not a true Brexiteer. So, will you take Britain out of the EU on October the 31st, come what may?
Yes.
And you haven't got your fingers crossed behind your back?
That's just a nervous tick.
So you're prepared to wreak the sort of damage on the economy a no deal would have, because Boris says he's 100% ready.
Well, I'm 110% ready.
Car industry decimated.
I'll laugh at their despair.
Food prices trebling overnight. You good for that?
Oh, yes. Misery is good.
Food riots in the streets.
I'll order the tanks in.
The Eurostar won't run.
I'll brick up the tunnel personally.
Strangle a badger.
With my bare hands.
Kill a kitten.
Eat it raw.
Stab an orphan's dog.
With rusty scissors.
Well, that does seem quite Brexity. But no, sorry, no, not pure Brexity enough for the ERG group. They say Boris has pledged to blow up Birmingham and set fire to the Isle of Man. Afraid you're still too much of a bleeding heart remainer for them. And now, here's Tiger Feet by Mud.
Hello? I'm Andrew Neil, the toffee apple you dropped on the beach in 1983. Conjured into life by an evil witch, and now is back for revenge. Joining me is a man with a neck made from pine cones, a ferret who sells his own chutney over the internet, a vicar who believes in the power of donkeys, and Diane Abbott!
Andrew! I do not feel ribaldry is in order today of all days, for today is a special day.
So what makes today so special?
Jeremy is about to make a statement on a second referendum.
No! That's impossible.
Oh, yes, Andrew, yes. I have made this special hat for the occasion and created a new sandwich filling, which I call referendum chicken.
But where is he? I don't see him anywhere.
Look under your enormous earlobe, Andrew.
Yes, it is I, Jeremy Corbyn. I have used the damp, humid conditions under Andrew's ear to cool my reptilian skin. I am ready to give my answer about a second referendum.
Come forth, Jeremy. Come forth and stand on this podium I have constructed from lolly sticks.
Thank you, Diane. Here is my answer on a second referendum.
Yes?
My answer on a second referendum goes as follows.
Yes?
You're not going to like it.
Oh, for goodness sake, just tell us.
I can tell you're really not going to like it.
Oh, please, Jeremy, of course we'll like it. Just tell us.
OK. My answer on the possibility of a second referendum is...
Is?
Is?
42.
Welcome to the Big Painting Challenge. In Series 1, this show was presented by Richard Bacon and Eunice Stubbs, but viewers suggested the pairing was a little incongruous.
So we listened to the feedback and decided Mariella Frostrup and Reverend Richard Coles made much more sense.
Today the contestants have been painting original pieces. Let's see what they've created.
Mine's a watercolour of the place I first met my wife, Southwold Pier.
Mine's an abstract pointillist rendering of my sheepdog, Rosie.
And I've got some old wooden crates, and I've turned it into a bus.
You've painted a wine box like a bus?
That's what I appear to have said, yes. I'm not lying, I do it all the time.
So, can we see it?
You know, I'm sick of these tough questions. Now, give me the blasted trophy.
I'm sorry, but we really are going to need to see what you've painted.
All right, it's a lie! I've made it all up. Blast, damn, bah. I knew I should have rejected this show. What a fool I was to think I could handle the rigorous scrutiny of the Big Painting Challenge. Now, have you got anywhere I could kit for the night?
You've reached the voicemail of Morrissey, the world's first vegan gammon. Leave a message after my new single. Please, please, let me get what I want. A burqa ban and a knighthood for Tommy Robinson.
Hey, numbnuts, how's it going? It's Liam Gallagher. You've been talking tribe again, our kid. What's all this about everyone liking only their own race? Absolute trash, pal. I don't like anyone. Black, white, tall, small, all tossers. People say dogs are a man's best friend, but I think they're furry little snides. Children, turn your back and I'll karate chop the little gets. Liam don't like no one, know what I mean? Now I hear you saying Nigel Farage should be Prime Minister. No chance, sunshine. Everyone knows I should be Prime Minister. I'm standing on three key platforms, know what I mean? Knife crime, integration, and calling me brother and knobhead on Radio X every time I need to shift a few records. If you've got a problem with any of that, then come and see us. There's a light that never goes out. Just wait until I've given you a roundhouse kick in your turkey sack. Right, sorted, peace, sort your napper out, know what I mean? As you were.
Coming soon, from the people who brought you Years and Years, an all-new drama offering a terrifying insight into the distant future.
Hello, this is your Prime Minister.
Where everything is still exactly the same.
It was a shock to us all when Boris Johnson couldn't command a majority and I was asked to remain as PM until we had a stable government. But it has been an honour to serve the country I love for 15 more years. I'm about to visit Brussels for the 468th time.
How will we cope with a world that is still stuck in the same purgatory?
Excuse me, voiceover man. Not everything is the same.
Oh, so the Labour Party at last have a clear position on Brexit?
Well, no, but I have bought some new shoes.
Coming soon. Years and 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 bloody years and oh God, when will it ever end?
You
congratulations on purchasing the How to Teach Yourself English 2019 edition. If you're a head of state of a European country, this app is essential for understanding how modern English is spoken. Let's begin. Example one, the negotiation.
Yes, GATT 24, WTO, Jack Boots, freedom, Winston Churchill, October 31st, do or die.
The translation?
Please help me. I'm becoming the British Prime Minister by mistake. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Example two, the Irish border.
Our technological solution. Positive energy, abundant technical fixes.
The translation?
Please help me. I'm becoming the British Prime Minister by mistake. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Example three, the interview.
What I make is, I take wooden crates used for wine boxes, which will have a divider. Then I paint buses with little happy people, happy passengers.
The translation?
I'm sorry, there is no English equivalent.
Shut up, losers. It's the Donald speaking now. I'm off to the G20 summit in Japan. I'm going to meet with Putin. Great guy. It's always good to catch up and find out what I'm going to be doing next. And I'll be meeting with China. President XI, or as I call him, 11. Great guy. You know, it's a very important meeting, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to declare war. Don't wanna, but if they destroy one of our cities, I will have to nuke Tokyo. Sorry, Pikachu, the end. Get out of here.
This summer from Disney Studios, the remake of the decade, a photorealistic animation of the classic Lion King. He was born to reign over the Pride Lands.
This will all be mine, Father?
Everything the light touches, Simba. But darkness has taken over the kingdom. Can Simba save the Pride Lands from drought and famine under his evil Uncle Scar?
I will be king.
And who will defend Scar's terrible rule?
Hello, I'm Nick Clegg. I'm delighted to help Scar get his message across. You know, I know we'd all like to think that Mufasa was pushed off a cliff by some dark conspiracy, but Simba has to take his share of the blame. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going paintballing with Cruella de Vil. Goodbye.
The massive DFS sale is on now, but you'll have to be quick as it has to end soon, and it is in its 38th year, so it stands to reason that must be soon. Just look at these sofas, which are now half price or less. This leather recliner was $999, now just $499. This Chesterfield three-piece was...
Watch where you're sticking that camera, sunshine. This is a bally invasion of privacy. Well,
were you sleeping on that sofa?
I deny it. So, yes, of course I was, yes.
I'm sorry, you'll have to leave. You're making our actors playing customers uncomfortable.
No problem, I've got girlfriend sofas in Darleydale, Mitcham, Droitwich, Grantham, Shrewsbury, Purleyway, Croydon. But I must hurry, their offers end soon.
Hiya, Phil Neville here, England's number one feminist. Don't check my old tweets.
What the flip do you think you're up to?
I'm right in the middle of training. We're practising jumping. It's proper fun. Sorry, Cocker, who's this?
It's Gareth Blinkin' Southgate, and you've gone and nicked my shtick. You've pinched my dull, inspiring voice, my gawkish persona, and even my natty flipping waistcoat. I'm so angry I could fracture a biscuit.
I'm terribly sozzles, Gareth, old mate. I didn't mean to upset you. Anything I could do to make it up to you?
Well, there's only one way to make you a different type of England manager to me.
Oh, anything, Gareth, anything.
Do what my men's team will never do. Actually win a tournament.
You're watching ITV. Oh, that's nice. You're visiting your gran. But hands off her purse, you thieving little toll rag. ITV this week promised MPs we'd never commission another show like the Jeremy Kyle show. But we know there's still millions of you on the sofa wanting your daily poverty porn. Well, don't worry. We haven't forgotten you.
Hello, and welcome to the Penelope Wilton show. Today we've got Brittany, Steve and Jason backstage, and they've got themselves into a bit of a pickle about who's the father of Brittany's child. So without further ado, let's bring Steve out on stage.
No! I know your game. I know your game. I'm just here to be humiliated.
Oh, no, no, we're not like that anymore. Oh, goodness me, you've got a lovely tattoo of Charlie Chaplin on your bicep. I do love Charlie Chaplin. He was terribly funny.
It's actually Hitler, Penelope.
Well, I'm sure Hitler was funny too in his own quiet way. Now, I've been told you're a bit cross about being cuckolded by Brittany.
Yeah, at the end of the day, right? She was dogging in the frozen aisle at Lidl, yeah? Right? And at the end of the day, yeah? Right? You give her one near the Findus crispy pancakes.
Such lovely words. I'll probably never know the meaning of them if I live to be 100. Well, let's bring out Brittany. She sounds lovely. Shut up! Now, Brittany, I take it you're a tad confused as to whom of these toothless individuals is the father of baby Kardashian after the aforesaid incident in Lidl. So let's ask the audience what they think of that.
They're scum!
Oh, no, 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 I beg to differ. They're the byproduct of a socioeconomic model which creates a cycle of poverty which traps people in deprivation and despair. So do try again, audience.
They're simply the byproduct of a socio-economic model which creates a cycle of poverty.
So, Jason, can you think of a solution to turn all our frowns upside down?
A lie detector or a DNA test?
No, no, no. We're going to sort this out with a lovely cup of tea and a chat.
Right, I don't drink tea.
Me neither, just Red Bull.
I'm the same.
You three don't drink tea. That's it. Lovely is what I do, but you can push someone only so far. They don't drink tea. Audience, what are they?
Scum! 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 Scum!
I could get to enjoy this, you know.
Hello, you've reached Jeremy Corbyn, Master Tactician. I can't come to the phone right now, as I'm engaged in the world's longest game of buckaroo.
Yes, hello, Jeremy. It's Vince. Vince Cable here. Look, I hope you're not still upset about us bagging Chukka Ramona. I'd hate for that to come between us. On that subject, well, it's a bit awkward, really, but look, you wouldn't be willing to take him back, would you? He's driving us around the bend. He says we need to base the party around him. He wants to rename our manifesto Chukka Vision. I tell you what, Jeremy, he's only been here a week and he's on the brink of splitting the party. One half wants to throw him out on the street, the other half wants to kick him in the nodgers first. What's that? Oh, great, no need to worry. I've just heard Chuckers left the Lib Dems to join the RAC. All right, bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to Peston with me, a variable speed limit in human form. A recent poll has revealed that most Conservative Party members would accept significant damage to the economy, Scotland leaving the Union, and the destruction of the Conservative Party itself as long as they get Brexit. Joining me now are two Conservative Party members. We have Derek, who's 93 and retired.
Hello.
And Villanelle, who's 23 and a murderous psychopath.
Hello, you.
Villanelle, you're not what we usually think of as a Conservative Party member. What made you join?
What can I say? I was bored. There wasn't enough nihilistic chaos in my life. Then I went to a local Conservative Party meeting and I thought, wow, I think I've found my people. These guys don't don't care if the whole world goes to pot, like Derek here.
She's right. I'm bored. And I think a war with Scotland might be laugh before I die.
You see, we are soulmates. We went out leafleting today.
We rode around on my mobility scooter, flicking lit cigarettes with the young.
Okay. Well, joining us now is Jeremy Hunt.
Hello.
How will you win the votes of these members who will ultimately elect the Prime Minister?
Well, I'll do what I think is best for Britain.
Oh, sorry, baby. That's not crazy enough for me and Derek. I might have to break your neck.
And I might have to put you over my knee and feed you Werther's Originals until you choke.
Please, please. I've got family. I need this job. I used to be an entrepreneur.
Have another go, Jeremy. What are you going to do if we vote for you?
I'll push Brexit through, even if it means the UK is just a wasteland with the word control charred into the white cliffs of Dover. I'm mad. I'm an animal. I'll do anything.
Prove it. Drink this vial of liquid. It's a 50-50 chance of being cyanide and you'll have a quick but painful death.
What? Oh, God. It was just water. Huh, thank God. Have I passed the test? Have I got your vote?
No, we're going to vote Boris. He gets us. He's a sociopath. But this was fun.
Hello there, I'm Matt Baker, that bloke on the stag do that no one can work out who invited.
And me. Nah, Alex Jones.
On the sofa today with Hollywood legend Tom Hanks, who will be forcing to feign interest when Giles Brandreth meets a hill farmer who's...
Will you people keep it down? Some of us are trying to sleep, you know.
Boris, are you sleeping on the one show sofa?
How dare you? How dare you suggest that the next Prime Minister has no fixed abode? That I'm living out of this rucksack I'm living out of?
Well, then you won't mind vacating the sofa. We have a show to do.
Would you really condemn a statesman like Boris to a night on a local park bench?
Oh, all right, Boris, you can stay. But you have to feign interest in Phil Tufnell meeting a granny who plays green sleeves on her cats.
Park bench it is.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Coleshaw, Lewis MacLeod, Jan Ravens and Duncan Wisby. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howarth, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Sarah Campbell, James Bug, Lewis Cook, Max Davis, Sarah Gibbs and Alex Hardy, and Danielle Harvey. It was a BBC Studios production, and the producer and creator was Bill Dare.